it's the last, basically have one week left of school. I want us to go through some of the lachas which are negeya. In a few weeks from now, they should not be negeya. Mashiach should come. Mashiach doesn't come. We have the period of mourning, which starts with Shivas B'Tammuz, the 3 weeks, the 9 days, Tisha B'Av. We're not going to be in school during that time, so I want to touch on some of those halachas. These are important halachas. Chazal say a person who mourns properly for the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash is zayecha to see the Nechama, the Rosham's consolation that the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt. And the opposite, a person who doesn't is not zayecha to see. So taking the halachas of the 3 weeks and the 9 days seriously, it is a serious issue that the Klai Yisrael has lost the Beis HaMikdash, has lost the Mokum where Rosham's presence exists in Klai Yisrael. And this is something which Klai Yisrael, our whole being is different because of the fact we don't have the Mikdash. We'll start talking about the halachas of the 3 weeks. Again, we hope with Davin that should not be negated. These halachas, so we'll learn the halachas, and the practice we won't have to do, they're taken into Lamaisa. There are four areas of halacha which Chazal addressed, or Minig addresses during the period of the 3 weeks. One of them is taking a haircut or shaving. There's a prohibition of taking a haircut or shaving, and we'll go through maybe when certain scenarios are permitted. Getting married or going to a wedding, we do not participate in that. Music and dancing, and the recitation of the bracha of Shehecheyanu. We do not say Shehecheyanu during the period of 3 weeks. We do not want to say Baruch Hashem, we've come to this time. It's a time of mourning. We do not want to say that we're happy we're in this time of mourning. So just a few points, and we'll start with just a few points with the halachas of taking a haircut or shaving. So a person may not take a haircut or may not shave during the three-week period. He's in mourning. This applies already starting from the age of it applies to children which are the age of chinuch, that they're able to understand that concept of mourning of the mikdash. We do not give them haircuts. The Shulchan Aruch says that. Regards to shaving for the purpose of working, so Rambam says that they are taking a haircut or shaving for the purpose of working. So he says if this will affect the person's parnasa, he will take a loss of money because of it. He's allowed to shave. However, he says if it will not cause him a loss of money, he'll just be uncomfortable, he'll be embarrassed, etc. He's not permitted to shave because of embarrassment. The minhag is not to shave. A person's in a state of mourning. Just because embarrassment alone is not a reason why a person would be allowed to shave. A person will in some way endanger his parnasa. He's meeting with clients, etc., and he feels that it will impact that. Or the boss says, if you don't look like where you're supposed to be presented to me, I can't have you around. That's one thing. But if it's just a question of embarrassment, a person would not be permitted to do this for that purpose. On the day of a bris, so a person is allowed to take a haircut, allowed to shave. That applies to the father, the sandik, and the moyel. Some say only the moyel if he's not getting paid. Applies to the father, the sandik, and the moyel. They're involved in the mitzvah, so they're allowed to get a haircut and shave on such a day. So that Baruch Hashem, we're standing today on a day of a bris. Mazel tov to the Soshnas and to the Moseses. Have a good morning. Thank you.